devoted to bringing you some spiritual truth to consider every day, Monday through Friday. Thank you for joining us today. Our passage is going to come from Hebrews 10, and we're going to pick it up in verse 23, which says this: "Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. And let us consider how to stir one another up to love and good works, not neglecting to meet together, as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day drawing near." There's a phrase in the English language called making love. And it's a euphemism for something that may very well include love. But plenty of people use this phrase to do something that love has nothing to do with. It's a supremely selfish act involved in making myself feel good at the expense of someone else. Here's another less extreme example. Someone who recognizes that they might have a problematic relationship with food might say something like, "I'm trying to watch what I eat." But they might be watching themselves eat one bowl of ice cream a day instead of two, or eating a smaller burger than they used to eat. Now, no judgment here. You know, you've got to eat the plan that works for you. But one can watch what one is eating and continue to watch oneself eat bad food. In the same way, there's another phrase that we like to use around Christianity, and that is, I attend church online. Well, what does it mean to attend church? It says here in Hebrews 10, reminder, we're not 100% certain who wrote the book of Hebrews, but they know what they're talking about, and they were inspired by the Holy Spirit when they encourage us to not neglect meeting together. Consider how to stir one another to love and good works. The writer of Hebrews could not have fathomed what was meant by going to church online. It would totally have missed the point of encouraging one another, stirring one another up to love and good works, holding one another accountable in the assembly, the gathering, the ecclesia of God's people coming together in worship. Now, let me say at this point, certainly there are people with health concerns who are not able, physically able, to attend church. And listen, there are special dispensations of grace for you, if that's you, or of people you know who simply are not able to attend church. That's fine. However, the principle of what we're going to talk about today holds the same. There are plenty of people who do attend a local gathering of church every Sunday and are not being the church. What is the point of getting together on a Sunday morning? Is it to hear some songs and worship? To hear a good message? To say hi to our friends and go home? The book of Hebrews is written to a group of people who the Holy Spirit needs to remind the importance of enduring. Enduring difficulty, enduring persecutions, enduring loss, enduring things that without God, without Holy Spirit, might be impossible. And one of the challenges of the book of Hebrews is it is the one who endures to the end who is the true believer. And one of the primary means of grace that God gives us to help us endure the difficulties of this life is one another. Stirring one another to love and good works, not neglecting to meet together. We will face situations in this life that are unbelievably difficult, that will cause us to question God maybe. Question the things that we say we believe. And in those moments, do we need to pull away from the people of God or lean into the people of God? You can go to church every Sunday and not have anyone there who you allow in to know the questions you have, the difficulties you face, the prayer requests that you really need. This is what the writer of Hebrews is calling us to. It is difficult, but not impossible, to do this online. We have phones, we have FaceTime, we have ways to get in touch with people when we say, "Listen, I really need prayer, I'm really discouraged." It is much easier to simply watch some songs and a message and then move on with our life without ever actually gathering together as the body of Christ to encourage one another. We all need this. And so maybe right now you're thinking, "Well, I'm not dealing with any of that." Well, maybe someone at your church does, and they need you to be there praying for them, encouraging them, serving them. And if you are there, then do not run away. How do we drift away from the Lord? We drift away from God's people. It is one of the steps in that process that the enemy loves, to get someone disillusioned with the church, then get them disillusioned with God, and suddenly they've wandered away from the faith, just like the book of Hebrews warns about. So the practical encouragement to us today, let us hold fast to the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. And the one who promised tells us to consider how to stir one another to love and good works, to continue to meet together for the mutual encouragement that we need in Christ. God, thank you for this encouragement from the book of Hebrews. Lord, help us to lean into our local church, not only showing up on a Sunday morning, but building those relationships, people we allow to speak into our lives and people whose lives we are willing to speak into for your glory, God, and for the good of your kingdom coming here on earth as it is in heaven. Lord, help us to walk this out in our own individual ways. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you for tuning into another edition of Let's Talk. Church family, you are loved. Have a blessed day.